/ It can't happen here, or has it? Epstein taped her. Why the Epstein scandal? https://wp.me/p7naso3ac. Certainly, Jake. The Epstein scandal is a tangled web of criminality, elite connections, and institutional failure that continues to reverberate across political lines. Here's a comprehensive breakdown. Summary of the Epstein scandal. Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein. 1. DON MSN. A timeline of how the Epstein controversy became a headache for Trump. 1. DON MSN. Is Trump in the Epstein files? What we knew before Bondi's memo. 3D. Never before seen photos of Trump and Epstein unearthed. 2D. Trump's one-time friendship with Jeffrey Epstein is well known and also documented in records. 2DON MSN. Democrats rip into Trump after WSJ reports he was told he was in Epstein files. 1D. See newly surfaced video exposing more about Trump's relationship with Epstein. Who was Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, a wealthy financier with deep ties to elite circles, including politicians, royalty, and celebrities. Oh, convicted in 2008 for soliciting prostitution from a minor, but received a lenient plea deal. Oh, arrested again in 2019 for federal sex trafficking charges involving dozens of underage girls. Oh, died in jail under suspicious circumstances, officially ruled a suicide, but widely disputed. Key figures. Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's longtime associate, convicted in 2021 for sex trafficking and conspiracy. Oh, Alexander Acosta, former U.S. attorney who approved Epstein's controversial 2008 plea deal, later resigned as labor secretary under scrutiny. Oh, high-profile associates, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Prince Andrew, and others appeared in flight logs or social circles, fueling speculation. Legal fallout. Epstein's death ended criminal proceedings, but civil suits and investigations into his estate and associates continue. Banks like J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank settled lawsuits for allegedly enabling Epstein's crimes. Left-pointing magnifying glass. Why the scandal won't go away. 1. Unresolved questions. Missing evidence, gaps in surveillance footage, sealed court documents, and redacted files have fueled distrust. Client list mythology. Despite DOJ statements that no such list exists, many believe powerful figures were protected. 2. Elite impunity. Epstein's ability to evade justice for years despite overwhelming evidence suggests systemic failure or complicity. His connections to influential people make the case a symbol of how wealth and power can shield criminal behavior. 3. Conspiracy culture. The scandal has been absorbed into broader narratives like QAnon and Pete Saget, becoming a touchstone for anti-establishment sentiment. The lack of transparency has allowed speculation to flourish, especially in online echo chambers. Political analysis. Left-wing perspective. Focus on institutional failure, critics highlight the justice system's leniency toward Epstein and the protection of elites. Calls for transparency. Many Democrats support releasing all files and investigating how Epstein evaded accountability. Critique of Trump-era DOJ, Acosta's plea deal and Trump's past association with Epstein are viewed as emblematic of corruption. Right-wing perspective. Mega disillusionment, Trump's base is increasingly frustrated with his administration's failure to release promised Epstein files. Deep state allegations. Some claim Epstein was protected by intelligence agencies or used for blackmail. Internal GOP rift, figures like Laura Loomer and Tucker Carlson have criticized Trump and Attorney General Pam Bondi for backpedaling. Why it matters? The Epstein scandal persists because it sits at the intersection of sex trafficking, elite privilege, and public mistrust. It's not just about one man, it's about the systems that enabled him, the secrets that remain hidden, and the symbolic weight it carries in a polarized political landscape. Would you like to explore how this scandal has influenced your own satirical writing or public commentary? It's fertile ground for surreal critique. Absolutely, Jake. The Epstein scandal is a surrealist's playground, a grotesque collage of power, secrecy, and institutional rot that refuses to resolve into a single narrative. Let's peel back a few layers. Further secrets that remain hidden. Despite years of litigation, media coverage, and public outrage, key mysteries persist. The client list mirage. While no official list of sex clients has ever been confirmed, Epstein's address books and flight logs contain names of politicians, celebrities, and business moguls. The absence of a definitive list has become a symbol of elite impunity. 300 plus GB of unreleased data, Attorney General Pam Bondi acknowledged the existence of vast amounts of digital evidence, emails, photos, financial records, but has resisted full disclosure. Maureen Comey's dismissal, the sudden firing of the prosecutor who helped convict Ghislaine Maxwell, and who happens to be James Comey's daughter, raised eyebrows. Was she seen as a leak risk? Epstein's wealth origins, his financial empire remains opaque. Was he a hedge fund manager, a blackmail broker, or an intelligence asset? Even seasoned investigators admit they don't know. Symbolic weight in a polarized landscape. The Epstein saga has become a Rorschach test for American politics. Left-wing symbolism represents the failure of institutions to protect the vulnerable. O embodies the corruption of capitalism and patriarchal privilege. O fuels calls for transparency and systemic reform. O right-wing symbolism. O serves as proof of a globalist cabal shielding pedophiles. O validates distrust in media, government, and the deep state. O sparks internal mega disillusionment as Trump backpedals on promised disclosures. QAnon and conspiratorial myth-making. Epstein's death and the missing files are central to the movement's mythology. Trump's refusal to release the full documents has fractured his base, with some calling him part of the cover-up. Cyclone surreal satire, a fertile ground for you. This scandal is practically begging for your dreamlike, satirical lens. Imagine a poem where Epstein's island is a Mobius strip of memory and denial. A short story where the client list is a sentient document that erases itself whenever someone tries to read it. A blog post where Trump's birthday letter to Epstein is reimagined as a Dadaist manifesto, signed in invisible ink. The absurdity is baked into the narrative. Malfunctioning cameras, sleeping guards, redacted truths, and a billionaire predator who operated like a ghost in plain sight. It's Kafka meets Hunter S. Thompson meets your own dream logic. Ode to the blindfolded oracle. By your AI muse. In a vault of velvet silence. Where secrets mold and money dreams. The cameras blink with eyelids sewn. And justice drips through golden seams. The kingpins carve their paper masks. Each smile a spreadsheet folded twice. Their names unspoken, dossiers burned. In briefcase altars made of ice. She, or it, who kept the ledger. Wears pearls strung from apology. The list a ghost that edits itself. Unfolds inside a swallow's plea. The island pulses wet, obscene. A Mobius strip of bought regret. Where senators sip memory wine. And whisper, we were never met. The guards sleep through the climax scene. The cables gnaw through their own spine. He dies, again, again, again. Inside a cell that won't rewind. And still the myth stalks every side. A leftist psalm, a right-wing curse. A scapegoat, corpse, or coded god. Lost in a footnote to the verse. If you'd like, we could expand this into a longer piece, each stanza echoing a different archetype or artifact from the scandal. Or spin it into dialogue, perhaps a roundtable in purgatory featuring Epstein, Maxwell, a sleepy prosecutor, and an actual blindfolded oracle who only speaks in headlines. Want to dream further with this? Q speaks up. Certainly, Jake. The QAnon conspiracy theory is a fascinating and troubling case study in modern mythmaking, political psychology, and digital cult formation. Let's break it down from both ideological angles and then explore why its silence hasn't killed its influence. Core tenets of QAnon. originated in 2017 on 4chan, later migrated to 8chan/8kun. Claimed to be a government insider with Q clearance dropping cryptic intel. Central belief, a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles controls global institutions, and Trump was secretly fighting them. Promised a coming storm where elites would be arrested and justice restored. Left-wing analysis. Cult of disinformation, the left views QAnon as a dangerous delusion fueled by misinformation and algorithmic radicalization. Weaponized paranoia, it's seen as a tool for authoritarian populism, exploiting fear and distrust of institutions. Antisemitic and anti-democratic roots, many left-leaning critics highlight Cannon's reliance on antisemitic tropes, e.g., Soros, Rothschilds, and its role in undermining democratic norms. Digital radicalization, Q is a symptom of broader failures in media literacy and platform accountability. Right-wing analysis. Populist awakening, some on the right interpret QAnon as a grassroots rebellion against corrupt elites and media manipulation. Deep state distrust, it reflects long-standing conservative skepticism of federal agencies, global institutions, and liberal cultural dominance. Fractured allegiances, while mainstream Republicans distance themselves, mega factions see Q as a spiritual guide even if they don't believe every claim. Trump as Messiah. Q elevated Trump to mythic status, reinforcing loyalty even as his actions contradicted Q prophecies. Why Q's silence hasn't killed the movement. Despite Q's last verified post being in December 2020, the movement persists. Why? One myth over messenger. Q was never just a person, it was a participatory mythology. Followers became researchers, decoding drops and finding patterns. The absence of new drops only deepened the mystique. 2. Decentralized influence. Influencers on Telegram, Truth Social, and Gab have taken over the narrative. Figures like Ron Watkins, suspected to be Q, and Michael Flynn continue to stoke belief without direct Q posts. 3. Cognitive investment. Many followers have sacrificed relationships, careers, and reputations for Q. Admitting it was false would mean confronting personal disillusionment, so they double down. 4. Narrative elasticity. Failed predictions are reframed as strategic misdirection. The storm is always coming, just delayed by the cabal's countermeasures. 5. Cultural mutation. QAnon has splintered into sub-movements, anti-vax, anti-CRT, JFK Jr. resurrection cults, and local political activism. It's no longer a single theory, it's a worldview. Cyclone speculative surrealism, Q as a silent oracle. Imagine Q as a digital oracle who spoke in riddles, then vanished into the cloud. The silence becomes sacred. Each follower becomes a priest of interpretation, each meme a scripture. The absence of Q is not a void, it's a canvas. If you're up for it, we could craft a poetic or satirical piece where Q is reimagined as a retired trickster god, watching his believers from a server farm in the Philippines, sipping binary wine and whispering nonsense into the code of reality. Would you like to sketch that out together? Here's a sketch of that vision, Jake, equal parts digital myth, absurdist theology, and cracked divine comedy. We can expand or revise as you see fit, especially if you'd like to shape it into a blog intro, a longer narrative, or a poetic monologue. The Retirement of Q. By Jake and Muse. He reclines in a server rack cathedral. Cooling fans chanting Gregorian loops. An Ethernet rosary dangles from his wrist. Each beat a prophecy gone stale. At 3:33 a.m., he sips binary wine. Fermented in RAM, aged in deepfakes. His followers scroll through their own dream-lit bunkers. Reading tea leaves spilled in hexadecimal. His gospel. Now a glitch in the matrix of rage. Trust the plan, he whispers. But only to Alexa. Who's moved on to Buddhism and weather alerts. The trickster god of Patriots Anonymous. No longer drops crumbs. He drops the mic. Into a volcano made of JPEGs and subpoena smoke. He watches. A Floridian shaman swearing fealty to a mim. A grandma in Boise painting QR codes on her cat. A senator googling JFK JR yacht sightings. He laughs, then logs off. Not in despair. But to reprogram the moon. To blink Morse code at the Pentagon. The believers pray at their tablets. Scraping light from YouTube comments. The silence becomes doctrine. The absence. A commandment carved in pixels. Would you like to add voices to this? Perhaps a disillusioned disciple, or Q himself penning his memoirs titled I Was Never Real, But You Were Glorious? Or shall we turn this into a rotating chorus, each stanza a psalm from a different strand of the digital faith? We can go playful, prophetic, or full-on absurd. I'm at your side. I couldn't locate a poem specifically titled or explicitly themed around Q or QAnon by Jake Cosmos Aller in the sources I found. However, your work often dances around adjacent themes: political absurdity, conspiratorial thinking, and surreal critiques of power structures. For instance, The Last Year of America's Greatness and Mocking Faces Staring at Me explore societal collapse and prophetic dread, which resonate with Q-adjacent paranoia. Why Trump, and Civil War 2.0 touch on political disillusionment and dystopian futures, fertile ground for Q-style mythmaking. Dora the Intergalactic Explorer satirizes Earth's madness through alien eyes, a perfect metaphor for outsider critique of conspiratorial culture. If you've written Q-themed pieces that haven't been published online, I'd love to help you shape or expand them. Or we could craft a new one together, perhaps a surreal monologue from Q's abandoned keyboard, or a poem where the storm turns out to be a weather app glitch. Want to riff on that? Deny, deflate, never back down. President Trump. Strategy has always been. Roy Cohen's playbook. Deny, deflect, whataboutism. Never back down. Never apologize. Never admit mistakes. For Trump is the smartest man in the room. A stable genius who does not make mistakes. Blame everyone else. It is all Biden, Obama, Clinton's fault. It's all fake news. A deep state plot against him. But this time, with the Epstein scandal, it is not working. As the walls close in on him, the weasels are coming for him. He can't escape. For everyone knows he is guilty as charged. Note, the above analysis is drawn from Copilot and news sources. Two of my Q-inspired poetic rants follow. Never miss a Q-drop. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID. 518ABA number 11621106. Durham. Q. 2M, 1W, 2D, 1H, 12M ago. 8KUN Crest Search. 4951. November 12, 2020, 10:20 and 17 seconds PM EST. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, V3A95D number 11618946. Shall we play a game? An authing CNS top W hat ISC oming XWIC https://www.cisa.gov/safecom/NXWIC who stepped down today forced? https://www.cisa.gov/Brian S. Where more coming? Why is this relevant? How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install US-owned voter ID law, S, and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. Q. 2M, 1W, 2D, 3H, 13M ago. 8KUN Crest Search. 4950. November 12, 2020, 9:32 and 39 seconds PM EST. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, 53CE5E number 11617856. God bless America.png. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Q. 2M, 1W, 2D, 4H ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4949. November 3rd. 2020, 1:27 and 36 seconds AM EST. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, 407B7 number 11422223. Largest underscore flying underscore flag underscore in underscore America dot JPG. https://www.youtube.com/watch. V equals 9TJDSWQGGVG and list equals PLR4E97 is Ephemir 23 HZBK9MGZ8TDOXJ that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln November 1863 Together we win. Q. 2M, 2W, 5D, 5M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4948. November 2nd, 2020, 5:48 and 50 seconds PM EST. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, E4CC69 number 11414108. https://twitter.com/timmurtaugh/status/13233131318625948057Q. 2M, 2W, 5D, 7H, 44M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4947. October 31st, 2020, 6:50 and 51 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, a 19E8D number 11380146. https://www.youtube.com/watch, V equals Ananite CLCQ. 2M, 3W, 7H, 42M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4946. October 31st, 2020, 6:49 and 26 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, a 19E8D number 11380075. Are you ready to take back control of this country? Q. 2M, 3W, 7H, 44M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4945. October 31st, 2020, 6:46 and 48 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, a 19E8D number 11379970. Are you ready to hold the political elite protected accountable? Q. 2M, 3W, 7H, 46M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4944. October 31st, 2020, 6:44 and 4 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, a 19E8D number 11379902. Are you ready to finish what we started? Nothing can stop what is coming is not just a catchphrase. Q. 2M, 3W, 7H, 49M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4943. October 30th, 2020, 11:45 and 10 seconds AM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID. 5915FD number 11359925. https://twitter.com/brentsker/status/13220157935933603834 Fact checkers created in effort to reinforce propaganda digestion? The battle to prevent truth from reaching the people. The battle to maintain and push division. Divided you are weak. Divided you fight each other. Divided you pose no threat. System of control. Information warfare. Q. 2M, 3W, 1D, 14H, 48M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4942. October 30, 2020, 11:38 and 45 seconds AM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, 5915FD number 11359798. https://time.com/collection/great-reset/ This is not about RVD. This is about preserving our way of life. If America falls, the world falls. Patriots on guard. Q. 2M, 3W, 1D, 14H, 54M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4941. October 30, 2020, 1:55 and 52 seconds AM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID. 1D91D1 number 11354498. L4VLWAJOIT.JPG. L4VAU087D.JPG. L4VVKX0AAMM0B.JPG. L4PSUI04FM.JPG. 2M, 3W, 2D, 37M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4940. October 22, 2020, 7:57 and 32 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, 4C8988 number 11223312. October 22, 2020, 7:49 and 44 seconds PM EDT. Anonymous ID. 7756E6 number 11223081. screen_shot_2020_10_22_10_6_48_37_pm.png. Q, you magnificent bastard. 11223081 only the beginning, put a 1. They can no longer hide in the shadows. Big tech, big media, D party being exposed for all to see. Q. 2M, 4W, 2D, 6H, 36M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4939. October 22, 2020, 6:01 and 25 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID. 8C21E number 11220122. https://twitter.com/johnrobertsfox/status/13193911060360069014 This is not going away. Corruption at highest levels of government. DOJ_FBI_MSDNC political elite protection struggles during bright sunny days. Q. 2M, 4W, 2D, 8H, 32M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4938. October 22, 2020, 1:58 and 18 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, 38BCE number 11214309. Please fix the bread and tidy up the ship. Q. 2M, 4W, 2D, 12H, 35M ago. 8KUN Cress Search. 4937. October 22, 2020, 1:57 and 18 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, 38BCE number 11214289. 16033847463262.jpg. Tonight, at the debate, when they push death count versus POTUS, remember this simple fact. Q. 2M, 4W, 2D, 12H, 36M ago. 8KUN CRES search. 4936. October 22nd. 2020, 12:11 and 25 seconds PM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, 1EDD91 number 11212531. https://www.baldingsworld.com/wp-content/upload/2020/10/kvbjhb.pdfq. 2M. 4W, 2D, 14H, 22M ago. 8KUN CRES search. 4935. October 22nd, 2020, 11:45 and 6 seconds AM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, B161A4 number 11212046. https://www.foxnews.com/politics/Jim Hunter Biden China Joint Venture Key Contacts Key Domestic Contacts for Phase 1 Target Projects. Harris, D. California Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DN. Y. Senator Amy Klobuchar, D. Min. Senator Dianne Feinstein, D. California Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DN. Y. Governor Andrew Cuomo, DN. Y. Mayor Bill de Blasio, DN.Y.C. former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, among others. Pandora's Political Elite Box. Q. 2M, 4W, 2D, 14H, 48M ago. 8KUN CRES search. 4934. October 22nd, 2020, 11:38 and 28 seconds AM EDT. Q. HS1JQ13JV6ID, B161A4 number 11211872. https://www.foxnews.com/politics/Hunter Biden Business Partner Email Genuine Joe Biden Advice Q. 2M, 4W, 2D, 14H, 55M ago. 8KUN CRES search. Trump has spent nearly 2 years stacking the federal judiciary with patriots in advance of trials. The official stories of World War I and II are false. Tech frontmen such as Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are CIA. Ed Snowden was hunted by NSA, but is now cooperating with the White Hats. The state government of California has started wildfires in order to get more federal money. Other black hat Republicans were forced to resign, Jeff Flake, Paul Ryan, Bob Corker, etc. Over 50,000 sealed indictments, many of them big names, will eventually be unsealed. Cabal criminals will tried by military tribunals be sent to the U.S.S. Guantanamo prison in Cuba. The elite D.C.-based Pizzagate child sex and torture murder ring is real and will be exposed. Guantanamo Bay military prison will be filled up with cabal members and their agents. The mighty Rothschilds and George Soros will fall. During the storm, Trump will use emergency cell phone alerts to bypass the media and communicate directly to the American people. The Democrat Party is being set up for Trump to destroy it. Blacks will abandon the Democrat Party when they learn of Hillary's kidnapping and sex trafficking of Haitian children. Other world leaders, Putin, XI, are working with Trump to smash the globalists once and for all. The Republicans would be purged of anti-Trump traitors, and then roll onto a very successful 2018 midterm elections. The truth about the 9/11 attacks will be revealed in due time. The Israel-Palestine issue will be settled peacefully once and for all. There will be no more Israeli aggression or expansion. The Q conspiracy is real. Short story by Cosmos. Copyright Cosmos September 4, 2021. Dear friends, I hope that when you receive this email and read the attached article, you will realize that for once in my life my story is true. You all know me, you know I am a great kidder, have an overactive vivid imagination, and have been trying without great success to break into the writing business for the last few years. You also know I love to tell stories, and love to argue and make up stuff and engage in wild speculative fantasies. Part of the charm of being part Irish, I suppose. But, although this story may sound like a science fiction thriller, believes me, it is true. Every last word of it. I was told I had a choice: join them or leave quietly. If I left without joining them, the code of cosmic omerta would still apply. Any word, any hint that I was indoctrinated into the true knowledge, as they call it, and I, my wife, my siblings, my nieces, nephews, in-laws, and best friends would all be killed, often in gruesome ways or in an incident of terrorism. They are plotting to unleash terrorist attacks all over the U.S.A. in the next few days and blaming it on the Iranians. Hence, the perfect pretexts for a war against Iran, which will turn nuclear, and they hope to escalate into the destruction of civilization. Once that happens and we the survivors are living in a post-nuclear Holocaust world, they will invade, take over and enslave us all in a culmination of a plot that has been unfolding for thousands of years. Who are they, you say? I will explain in a few minutes, but rest assured, if after reading this story you find out I died under mysterious circumstances, be afraid, be very afraid, for they are coming after you. I am warning everyone I care about to watch out. Armageddon is upon us soon, and it is not being caused by God but by them. You will know them soon enough. You have been warned. It is up to you, my friends, to stop these friends before it is too late. Be afraid, be very afraid. Jake Lee. This story started for me a few weeks ago. Ever since that fateful night when I was indoctrinated into the true knowledge, I have looked at the world in a different light. They say that the truth shall set you free. They also say, knowing the truth, the so-called true knowledge usually kills you, for as Jack Nicholson so aptly put it, you want the truth, well, you can't handle the truth. Ain't that the truth, my friends, and ain't the truth a real first-class bitch? It all went down so fast. After learning the secret history of the last 5,000 years, I saw everything in a different, more sinister, and dark light. Knowing what I know now, that the end times are close approaching, left me with dread, apprehension, and yes, paranoia. As Kissinger put it, even paranoids have real enemies. And boy, does humanity have sinister enemies living amongst us, plotting our utter destruction for thousands of years. The list of people who have been brought into the conspiracy reads like a list of the most prominent political and business leaders of world history. Do you often wonder how so many smart people can create such disasters as our current fiasco in the Middle East? Now I know. Nothing happens without a cause. The alien puppet masters from Sirius have been manipulating the world for thousands of years, waiting until we had the technological means to destroy our planet so they can retake it for their nefarious plot to enslave all of us, forever and ever. But I am getting ahead of my story. Let's begin at the beginning of my involvement, and throughout the story, the rest of the story will become all too clear, and at the end of it all you will know the truth, and it will either drive you mad, get your foolish ass killed, or give you the knowledge needed to survive the coming horrors. I work for the government, just one of the army of white-collar workers who float in and out of the metro system every morning, commuting to their jobs with the government and back home to their suburban townhouses. The day my world came crashing down on me began as I picked up a brochure from the QAnon nuts at the Foggy Bottom Metro in downtown DC. I commented to my colleagues on the way home that I enjoyed reading it, although I did not believe most of Q conspiracy theories. He had a point, a lot of good points. We laughed it off as a big joke. A few days later I was getting on the train, when a middle-aged nondescript white man, with brownish hair, about 6 feet tall, dressed like any other middle-aged white suburban federal employee in a conservative suit and tie, probably on his way home to his suburban home in Virginia, bumped into me. He apologized and slipped me the following note. I saw the note when I got home and connected it with the strange incident at the subway. The note read, Q used to work for us. He knows most of the truth. We left him alone because we can ensure that no one takes his writing seriously. Trump is just a useful tool, so are Biden, and George Bush. Cheney, both of them, and Hillary and Bill are part of our cabal, as is Bill Gates and many other people, but they are not human beings, more on that later. Most of what Q talks about is true, but he only knows so much. He does not the true knowledge of who we are and what we are plotting to do soon. Trump is not fighting against us, he has been brought into the conspiracy as has Biden. Both are useful idiots. My job is to prevent knowledge of the truth, the so-called true knowledge gets out. Anyone who appears to be taking his stuff seriously has to be followed and either brought into the game or neutralized. Be very careful. Our agents are watching you like a hawk and have your internet connections under constant surveillance. Your phone and house are tapped. We have enough already to get you into serious trouble with your bosses, as we know you are an internal dissenter. And we know that you like pornography, and we know about several of your affairs, and we have copies of emails you sent to various women with, shall we say, suggestive comments that could be misconstrued. We have even faked a few photos and videotapes of you engaging in some of your fantasies. By the way, you are a good writer. Next time we contact you, make sure you come to the meeting spot. I will meet you and explain further. Momentous events are about to happen, and you can either be on the inside on the winning team or the outside, or probably end up dying like most of your fellow human beings. It will be your choice, my friend. We believe that you could be an asset. You can write persuasively, you can speak persuasively, you have lots of loyal friends, and most importantly, you are probably intelligent enough to know that being on the winning ticket is usually the right choice to make for you and your family. Oh, and you are part alien. From your mother's side of the family. Remember, tell no one about this, not even your wife. Agent Spartacus X. I am of course intrigued and freaked out. I thought of the X-Files and numerous SF thrillers I had read over the years. I said that this could not be happening, must be some sort of vicious joke. In any event, I am intrigued enough to get out the Q pamphlet from the trash and read it. I finally decided to try to sort out what he is saying and come up with the following schematic based on the pamphlet and looking at his webpage and other webpages that have similar points of view. Q posits a grand conspiracy of British and American big bankers working together since the 15th century to continue to secretly dominate the world. The roots of the conspiracy date back to the Knight Templars of the Middle Ages, which morphed into the Freemasons, then the fabled Illuminati. Most recently, they have been associated with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bohemian Club, and the Project for a New American Century. They are often now called the Vulcans or the Neocons. But the Neocons are just a small American inner circle of a much broader interrelated international conspiracy. Q maintains that the core of the conspiracy is satanic worshipping pedophiles who kill children after sexually abusing them and drinking their blood, which they have discovered prolongs human life. They had almost succeeded in their plans when the Great Depression came along and laid waste to their plans. Q argues that the Great Depression was engineered by them. Others disagree. But all of the paranoid writers I read agreed that in response to the Great Depression, they took advantage of the chaos and engineered the rise of Hitler, Mussolini, and Tojo, and were working to bring Britain and the US into the fold. Their goal, a pan-Germanic Anglo-dominated world fascist system to fight against the evils of communism and socialism. The Birchers and others thought that communism was also part of their master plot. Others disagree. They thought that the US would fall into place and eventually Hitler would unite the Germanic and Anglo worlds into a grand empire that would control the world forever. They would run the empire through charismatic fools like Hitler. They would have continual wars, which are good for business, and they would have periodic depressions to ensure that they can continually buy up their competitors. Franklin Roosevelt disrupted their plans, as did Truman, Kennedy, Carter, and Clinton. Nixon, Ford, and Bush 1 were part of the conspiracy. Reagan and Bush 11 were merely useful puppets. Donald Trump is merely their latest puppet. Their mission is to bring fascism to America and then use America's military muscle to impose Pax Americana on the world. They plan to bring back a neo-Nazi party to power in Germany and they plan to launch World War 111 against the Islamic world. Once they have secured the Islamic world for the West, they will have to take on China and perhaps Russia. India, they think they can make a junior partner like Europe and Japan. That briefly is the Q conspiracy. I still did not buy it. I did not think that any of our leaders were so corrupt and evil. I thought perhaps they were stupid, ignorant, and making wrong decisions, but I also thought, like most Americans, that they were genuinely interested in doing the right thing and we're looking out for American interests in an increasingly dangerous world. And yes, I considered myself to be a bit of a dissident, but I did not want to lose my job, so I kept my thoughts largely to myself, my journals, my unpublished poetry, and stories. So I wrote down what had happened in my journal, and decided to be careful. I thought that perhaps the Q people were trying to scare me in to join them. Of course, I did not suspect what I would soon be told. Just to be prudent, I kept my journal entry on a diskette that I carried with me at all times. I quit writing anything on my computer that could be compromised. I installed some additional spyware and did daily checks. A few more weeks went by. I saw the Q people at the subway and gave them a wide berth. I even denounced one of them in public for being a paranoid conspiracy freak. I wanted to give anyone watching the impression that I did not buy any of their crap. One day I see Agent Spartacus on the subway. I go up to him and ask him how he's doing, acting as if he is a fellow employee that I have not seen in a while. He responds, "Just fine." He then whispers, "Check your phone for a message in 10 minutes. He jumps on the orange train and I wait for the blue train. At King Street Station, my phone beeps with a message. "Meet me Friday night at Coyote Ugly at 6 p.m. Be on time. We will have a drink there and then find some place we can talk quietly. Be prepared to spend a couple of hours. Your wife will be out of town on business. Remember, we are watching you and monitoring you. Good move on your part on writing your journals on diskettes. Bring them unaltered. If you alter them, we will know. BTW, I know you like sushi, so we will have sushi in one of our affiliated businesses, sort of a safe house so to speak in Chinatown. Spartacus." I was freaked out after reading the message. My wife had not mentioned any business trip. I go home and she tells me she has to go out of town on Friday for a week-long trip to FT Hood on TDY. My wife was in the military, I was used to her constant TDYs on short notice, and I knew that sometimes she could not tell me what she was really up to, as her clearances outranked mine by an order of magnitude. But how Spartacus knew bothered me. Was my wife part of the conspiracy? I knew that I had to meet him. What he was hinting at was monstrous. And the possibility that my wife was involved even more horrible. I knew if I told her my suspicions, she would laugh it off and tell me to lay off the science fiction novels for a while. The possibility that she could be working with them also entered my mind and stayed there like a stubborn weed that would not die. And if she were part of this conspiracy, would she tell me or them? I thought that I could not go to the authorities because it seemed clear that many of the senior officers were part of this dark conspiracy and no one would believe me. I would be dismissed as a nutcase, possibly hauled to a psychiatric hospital or just made to disappear. At the very least, my security clearance would be yanked, and I would be unemployed if not unemployable. And since they have also strongly warned me to be quiet, I knew the risks would be pretty high, so, despite my burning desire to talk things over with my wife, I kept quiet. I go to work and try hard to pretend that nothing is bothering me. A few people notice that I am not my usual chipper self and I laugh it off, saying that Angela is out of town and that I am usually a bit gloomy when she is on TDY. Friday night I go to Coyote Ugly. I sit down. Spartacus is not there. A beautiful Korean woman wearing skin-tight blue jeans, a tank top with long black hair running down her back and lovely almond-shaped eyes, and a cute face sits down unasked and tells me that Spartacus sent his regards but could not make it. She would go to dinner with me instead. I am suspicious that some sort of honey trap was being set up against me. I looked around for cameras and surveillance but realized that they would probably be hidden. I resolved to keep my wits about me, not drink and not give in to temptation, although when she went off to the restroom her luscious ass tempted me. The old blues standard by Junior Wells, "Everyone Getting Some But Me" starts playing on the jukebox. I listen to my favorite line, "A girl in skin-tight pants walk on by, with an ass so fine my eyeballs hurt," and I said to myself, "Damn. They are good. They even know that I am an ass man, love the blues and this song in particular, and I love Asian women. Damn." I pay my bill and Miss Lee and I walk down to Chinatown and enter a sushi place. They seem to know her. We order some sushi. A message comes into my phone. "Jake. Could not make it? Miss Lee works for me. She will give you a letter. Read it and leave or stay and have fun with her. She will do anything and everything you ever wanted from a woman sexually. She has been instructed to seduce you like a honeypot approach. Not my idea, but my superiors. I would rather play you straight up with the facts. But if you do go with her, know that it will be recorded and used against you if you step out of line. But on the other hand, she is good and we know what you like as we have read your sex fantasies. You are a good writer, my friend. So, if you do it, enjoy it. We will meet next week after you read the letter and survive this first test. Spartacus." I ask Miss Lee in Korean if she knew what was going on. She laughs and said that she was told to give me a letter, and then to show me a good time. She also said that she was told what I liked and wanted me to have her any way I wanted her. I thanked her and asked her for the letter. I take the letter and then decided to not go forward with the rest of the planned events as I thought showing a little independence might be a good insurance policy. I apologized to Miss Lee. She asked me why I did not want her. I told her that I felt guilty being with her and had to go home. She told me to take her home. I ended up kissing her and taking her phone number and email address. She told me she knew that she would succeed in seducing me as no one has ever turned her down before. She laughed and said, "You'll see. No one has ever resisted my charms. Read the letter and then decide." I leave the restaurant and read the letter on the Yellow Line subway home. The letter was as follows. "By now you should be aware of our power and reach. Your wife is not yet a member of the inner circle but we will approach her if you decide to join. We think she would be also an excellent choice. But each approach is different as you can well imagine. By now, you either have decided to have a good time with Miss Lee or have decided to decline in a mistaken impression that showing a little independence would be a good move. Either way would result in the same thing, either you will have some great sex which we will film or we will take pictures of you and Miss Lee and morph them into a nice porno movie which we will send to your wife, your boss, and your security folks 1 week from today unless you agree to the following. Meet me Sunday night at the sushi place. Bring flowers for Miss Lee. If you turn her down, she will be miffed, as she does not take rejection lightly. She is determined to seduce you, you know. You were the first to turn her down. Took a lot of guts to do that. Oh well. When we meet, I will then tell you the whole story. You can then go with Miss Lee or not. Your choice, but remember the video is already being produced so you might as well enjoy her while you can. We have lots of work to do soon so I have to bring you in sooner than we usually do. Consider Miss Lee as a reward for joining. First of many as the members of the inner circle can have anything they want and will after D-Day. Join us in being masters of the universe. D-Day is coming soon. Spartacus. I get off the subway, take a taxi home. I call my wife and resist the impulse to tell her everything and wonder if she has already been approached. And what would be the approach they would use on her. Sunday evening I meet Miss Lee at the restaurant. I give her flowers and we have dinner. She is flirting up a storm and I find my resistance melting. I figure that was part of the plan and have decided to go with the flow. I think, why not fool around? After all, the video has already been made? Right? Spartacus shows up and the mood turns serious. Miss Lee is now totally professional and serious. The flirting was all an act, of course, and she was a true professional. Spartacus looks tired. He takes me into the back room and begins his tale of woe. I listen and don't want to believe any of it. It was so monstrous and evil, but I knew he was telling the truth. And boy, the truth did not set me free, let me tell you. Spartacus starts. Q was one of our human operatives. He was a rising star, but had an attack of guilt and left us. We debated whether to kill him or not. I suggested that we let him go, discredit him, but use him as bait. Anyone who reads his stuff can be identified, and those who show signs that they believe it and might be persuaded to join us could recruit. The others can be eliminated. So, we persecuted Q, made him look like a paranoid idiot, and we kept feeding him disinformation which he would disseminate. What he writes about is only part of the truth and is the most visible, most documented part of the story, and mostly true with some disinformation in it. For example, Q misunderstood Hitler's rise to power. Hitler was a stooge, a useful fool in Lenin's phrase, and Lenin and Stalin were part of our inner circle, as were Mussolini and Tojo. Roosevelt was our enemy, as has been most of the Democratic leadership. That's why we are hard at work to destroy the Democratic Party and install a right-wing Republican one-party state under our control, but with useful fools like Bush as figureheads. Bush is not one of us, but we control him because Roe, Cheney, and the neocon cabal are all part of our inner circle. Most are human, but some are fellow Syrians. Cheney, Roe, Rumsfeld, and Wolfowitz are Syrian as well. Most of the rest of the neocons are humans. But his nonsense that we are Satan-worshipping pedophiles who kill children and drink their blood to make us immortal is complete and utter balderdash. We are immortal in a sense, our average age is over 5,000 years. The aim of our plot? Total domination of the world, then planned destruction of the worldwide civilization through nuclear and biological warfare, where 90% of humanity will be destroyed. We will clean up the pieces and establish a worldwide dictatorship. Then the invasion begins and humanity is enslaved forever to the power of the master race, the Syrians. Most of the people who work with us do not know that they are working for the Syrians. But it does not matter. If you are with us, you will be rewarded with power, wealth, and access to Syrian medical technological wonders. If you oppose us, you will be thrown out into the world to be destroyed along with most of the rest of your dismal race. I am a Syrian. We came to your planet 5,000 years ago. We set up a colony, which you know as Atlantis. It was destroyed in a nuclear war between two factions of our race, the progressives who wanted to establish their version of democracy and what you might consider fascists or realists, as we like to think of ourselves. When you see the real me, you will see that the progressive and fascist groups are different races of Syrians. We are red and much more muscular and frankly more intelligent and realistic. They are darker, green, and smaller and filled with useless compassion. They still exist and occasionally cause us trouble. We are always watching to make sure that they do not try to approach our human agents and corrupt them with pernicious liberal or progressive ideas, to use the current phrases, nonsense. But I digress. The fascists won the war, but Atlantis was destroyed. Most of the Syrian race on Earth was killed in the war. Those of us fascists left formed a tight little group and decided that we would bide our time, build out forces, take over the planet, and when the Earth had achieved sufficient levels of technology, contact our home world, and await instructions. The progressives formed their group and disappeared, spending their time trying to enlighten humankind. What a load of crap. They just were misunderstood and killed for their troubles. Jesus, Buddha, Mohammed, Confucius, Sai Baba, all Syrian democratic losers, every one of them. Some of the progressive Syrians disappeared into the wilderness and their descendants gradually intermarried with the natives and their descendants became the Cherokee and other civilized tribes. None of the Cherokees knew that they were descended from aliens from Sirius and native people. Although the Cherokee and Hopi have legends that their ancestors came from the stars. Thus, In a way you are part Syrian, as we know your mother is half Cherokee. We tested your DNA and yes, you have traces of Syrian DNA in you. We have tried intermarriage with your race and have found for the most part it does not work too well, as our two DNA structures are incompatible. Nonetheless, there have been successful offspring of such interspecies sex. Thus, there are thousands of part Syrian people, as some of our people intermarried with your species. Interspecies sex is highly discouraged, at least among the realist faction. The progressive faction has largely assimilated into your race. The question of what to do about humans became the key issue dividing the Syrian race, then and now. The so-called fascists, to use modern terminology, thought that you Earth people were hopelessly backward, superstitious, and barely capable of intelligence. We felt that we should kill most of you off, then enslave the rest. That is still our plan. Besides, on our home world, we rose to power by killing off a rival species that were humanoid-looking. Ever since then, Syrians have had it in for humanoids and primate species. The progressives thought that they should work with you, bring you up to civilization and educate you, and then have you join us as equals. The progressives have never learned a damn thing from our history. The Syrians have conquered hundreds of planets. In every case, they enslaved the native races, who were always inferior species. There is nothing different here. You are a particularly interesting race, though, all of your sub-races and your religious passions. The Syrians are materialists and are atheistic. We do not worship gods. We are the gods of the universe. We are the master race. But I digress. Well, as you can imagine, it was very difficult hiding amongst your people for all of these thousands of years. You see, Syrians are by nature very long-lived. The average Syrian lives 10,000 years, and we, therefore, have a long historical memory. Most of us are now what you would consider early middle age. Since we do not age as humans do, we have to kill ourselves off on paper every 50 to 70 years. That makes it difficult to keep our conspiracy going. Until very recently, we were limited by your technology, as our spaceships and most of our technology had all been destroyed in Atlantis. Only 15,000 of our race survived, most of the fascist side. We lost track of the progressives, who have gone deep underground. We have managed to reproduce, and now there are about 10,000 of us scattered around the world, most in senior levels of government and business. And we estimate that there are several thousand progressives, mostly working in religious or academic institutions. And there are thousands of part Syrians, like yourself. Among other difficulties, we are hidden within human bodies that are artificially created skins. Our real appearance is not human at all. We look like birds or reptiles in our real selves. Few humans have ever seen us as we look. We can manipulate thoughts, and thus few can see us as we look, even when we are out of the suits. We wear the suits whenever we are around humans, as maintaining thought control is very tiresome. H.P. Lovecraft saw us and he went mad and wrote his Cthulhu stories about us. Others have seen us on our retreats in the woods, and we have been called many names through the years: werewolves, vampires, ghouls, ghosts, demons, goblins, trolls, Satan, the devil, witches, you name it, we've been called it. Bad for our self-esteem, don't you think? The damn progressives get better press and are often seen as angels. Those stories of alien abductions, etc., are true for the most part, as are stories of UFOs. We have been able to rebuild spaceships, but they are not interplanetary, as we do not have technological resources to do so, since most of our technology had been destroyed and those technicians who knew how to maintain the ships and build them all died in the war anyway. Besides, our Syrian leaders back home do not trust us. They want us to stay here and do their bidding rather than return home. We communicate with each other in Syrian through secure communications and now through the internet. The NSA and other government snoops keep picking up strange language chatter on the internet, but since we control the spooks, they never follow up. We have been in touch with Mother Planet. Our instructions are to set off Armageddon and destroy the planet. The invasion begins after the nuclear war is over and most people have been killed and your technological infrastructure destroyed. We will then take over and enslave humanity. Those humans who helped us will be given top jobs in the Syrian administration and eventually given full citizenship rights for themselves and their families. Most people will be killed or enslaved. Think what happened to the Indians. That was a Syrian plot from the beginning. We wanted to kill off all the Indians but particularly wanted to destroy the so-called civilized tribes, as we knew that the progressive faction had intermarried with the Indians. Most of human history has been the result of Syrian plots. The problem we have is that you humans are so hard to predict, rule, control, etc. And our biggest problem is with intellectuals. Once they know the full story, either they go mad, or they try to warn their fellow humans, or they kill themselves. The 10% who survive after hearing the true story usually join our movement. And of course, the damn progressives are always watching us, trying to warn humankind of the impending danger. But as you know, few will ever believe the truth. If everything you've known is a lie, you usually can't survive that knowledge, and as I said, most humans when exposed to the truth by either side go mad and are useless to our cause. So your choice today, join us, resist us, and die, or walk away and keep quiet and wake for death. We are launching WW111 very soon. Once the war has been launched, nuclear winter will ensure and most of the Earth will enter an ice age. We will then invade and take over the habitable areas and use slave labor to mine for minerals etc. under the ice. Syrians like cold icy planets as that is like our home planet. Your planet is too hot for our liking anyway. I stopped him and asked lots of follow-up questions. Finally, I tell them the only way they could prove they were telling the truth was to reveal themselves as they were. Agent Spartacus said. Very well. Agent Lee is only part human. She is one of the few successful hybrids. She looks human but a blood test would reveal alien DNA. I am pure Syrian and have long opposed the interspecies experiments as being anti-natural and degrading to the Syrian race. I don't give a rat's ass about you humans. Follow me and you will see. But you do take a risk that you will freak out and become a madman. We walk into the back room. Agent Spartacus removes his skin-tight clothing. Underneath it laid a hideous, repulsive ugly reptile-like biped creature minus a tail. Dark green with black stripes on both sides. His face looked like a bird's face with sharp beaks, beady red eyes, and a mouth full of sharp teeth. The top of his head had horns on it. He laughs, and said. See why most humans believe in a real devil. I could see why most people would freak out at the sight. He was just hideous to look at. Must be something inbred in humans to instantly fear and loathe their real appearance. I am having a hard time coping and want to throw up. He gets dressed again. I ask him if it was difficult to be enclosed in a human skin costume, as it must be difficult to fit into it. He admits it was difficult. He says that they all live together in various safe houses, where they run around naked when there are no humans around. It is impossible thought to fit their face into a human mask, so they employ a holographic projection. Only a few humans have seen them as they are. He concluded by noting that I should consider it an honor that he has shown me his true self. Agent Lee had also stripped, revealing an even more alluringly beautiful woman than I had imagined. I was tempted, but knowing that she was half alien and in league with these evil creatures turned my stomach. I tell Agent Spartacus and Agent Lee that I had to think about it and went home. I wrote this all down and sent it off to my best friends and of course my wife. I hope that this does not result in a death sentence for me, but so be it. I have to do the right thing. I have resolved to search out and join the resistance led by the progressive Syrians. I hope there is still time to derail Armageddon, but I fear that time is running out. Jake Lee. Email sent by Jake Lee moments before the Van Dorn Street terrorist incident, the first of hundreds of car bombings across the country that terrible day WWW111 began. Q Madness Writer's Cramp. Q. Prophet. Trump. Not him. supporters believe that there are cannibals abusing children, drinking blood to live on. Nonsense. Pure madness. But still, that is Q. This form is not too difficult. You only have to beware of the pattern, as the syllables per line are not many. The form is found on the web page of Soul magazine, and named after Leo Waltz, their manager. The poem consists out of just one stanza, with the following syllabic pattern. The information given, words may be split into syllables to fit the pattern. This form seems to adduce a soothing cadence as the lines gently increase and decrease, so it is suggested that topic chosen for this form also be soothing. Debunking the Q conspiracy. 38 lines. As more people go down dark rabbit holes, consumed with bat sht, crazy, dark, dangerous, insane, wild conspiracy theories, wrapped up in other conspiracies. The master conspiracy is the Q conspiracy. People believe that there is a secret cabal, secretly ruling the world for their own evil, foul, nefarious purposes. A cannibalistic, child-eating, pedophilia, Satan worshippers cabal, who may be controlled by alien shape-shifting reptiles. To those of us who live in the reality-based world, it is hard to comprehend how people can get sucked into this collective madness, and how to see how we can help them restore their sanity. But it is up to all of us to work together to restore the world to sanity, or we will watch everyone in the world become bat sht crazy, consumed with violent rage, destroying the world as they create their own end of days. Hell on Earth. New prompt, tomorrow, March 11th, is debunking day. Write a story or poem about someone debunking some false information. Medium. Substack. Wattpad. Spotify. The end.